Pachad v'daiga. Yes, anasim shemefachdim tamid. They're people that are always frightened. Misyarim mikol minei pranias. They worry. Who knows what's going to come? Mimachlois, different illnesses, rachmana l'tzlan, mechamais, from wars, anasim roim, from people around them that are bad people. Bem kol yameim mefachdim, mepachodim, ura'adais, v'daigais. And they spend their lives worrying, frightened. Mikol minei dvorim shem yikach v'shem akach. Maybe this, maybe that. You know, I had a pediatrician when I raised my kids, and named Dr. Newman. It was before Dr. Garber came on the scene. It was Dr. Newman. And Dr. Newman once told somebody who kept on, maybe, maybe this. He said, why don't you go home and wait for the chandelier to fall down? But yes, shemirayv pchadim, mishyarim l'nsayim l'makam achar. There are people that are afraid to travel. But yes, shemishyarim l'atis mibesa. There are people that are afraid to leave their house, rachmana l'tzlan. That's like really nebuch. Bezuan haga ma'id loy taiva. It's a terrible haga. K'may shakasa bebrachas. Ha'u tamida da'avazo basrein Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yaisi b'shukat de Tzion. There was a Talmud walking behind Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yaisi in the marketplace in Tzion. The chasa he saw the k'mefachet. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yaisi saw that the Talmud was frightened. Amalei chata'at, you must be a sinner. The chasa pachdu b'tzion chata'im. The chata'im are the ones afraid. Amalei, so the Talmud said, the chasa b'atriyot the mefachet Talmud. Doesn't it say, fortunate is the person that's always afraid? He said, "Ahuba b'tayr d'ayrik siv." That's b'tayr siv. Dr. Ashi, Ashi, other mafakot tamid shemit ishtakech mimenu. He might forget his learning. Shemitayach kach umachse l'shnei sam tamid. It is not a worry for worry's sake. It is a worry to accomplish something. Yehuda b'nasan avishok v'azav basud rabim nuna. Asnach, he sighed. Amaloi said, "Yehuda b'nasan." Abhuna told them, Yisurim Bayahu Garvin Lasuya Navshe. You're trying to bring Yisurim on yourself. The Siv, Hipachet Bachati Vyasini. I was frightened and it came of me. Bashiya Garti, what I was worried about, Yavali. Meaning, fright can bring on Yisurim, Rahman al Islam. The Siv, Asha the Mafakitamid, Ubidivitarik Siv. The Amru Ben Zairakadis. Homandi is Chayvim Biyadai. People who have a various Dakul Tartar is always afraid. Part of the klal is that people should worry day and night. Before a person sins, people they give him an aim of a yira, meaning he becomes the one that imposes fear. When he sins, all of a sudden it reverses. He gets to fear others. If you're not thinking and learning, the Rebbeinu Shlom has you thinking about swords and hunger and Yuri Stus, Yuri Obas of Adam. They take it away from him. It's not healthy. Worry is unhealthy. Worry can cause all kinds of illnesses. I know, and I'm not a doctor, I'm far from a doctor, but when I was a bachur, there was a specialist in Baltimore for colitis, for stomach issues. Dr. Paulson, a very famous specialist, they used to pay him once a year to go see Satmar Rebbe. He used to go to see Satmar Rebbe. Yeah, he was a big doctor. People came from all over the world to him. And he used to say that worry is half the reason for colitis. That people worry and they must inflame causes and inflammation. And he's a big doctor, very successful, so it worked for him. Right, come on, you the Sanhedrin. Anyway, they say, O Dava Belibach, do not bring worry into your heart. The Gavra Gobiran, strong people, Kotul Davia, get killed by worry. And the lechla, the Chol Zebo Mimia Tamuna, Shemai Mamma Bamuna Shleima. If a person had a muna, it's all divinely comes from the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. They know the makeup is ba'al mumata. One can't move their finger down here. Can't hurt his finger. What is he worried about? Can't really do anything. Doesn't have what to be worried about. It's very hard, but this is life. This is what people have to worry about. Worry about not worrying. Worry about worrying.
Just not to make fun of it, but I don't know. Worrying about something cannot give you an out of the being in a state of high cortisol, there is nothing associated to exacerbate any chronic.
But that's what I just said. Okay. By the way, just as an aside for posterity, he went to the Satmar Rebbe. He spoke Yiddish. He was an old doctor, old-time Jewish doctor. Spoke Yiddish. He looked at the Satmar Rebbe's face and he said, "Rabbi, you look beautiful." And he had a hard response. The Satmar Rebbe asked, "Who zook the doctor? What's the doctor say?" So the Gabbai said, he said, "The Rebbe says, the doctor says," he told him in Yiddish to the Rebbe, "that you look much better than last year." So he turned to the Gabbai and says, "He lignet, the you liar in Yiddish." And then he told the Rebbe in Yiddish, I told the Rebbe, "Zento say a shame," he told him. So the Satmar Rebbe smiled. He had an unbelievable hydras on him, so it was like, okay. Talk to Gemara. We are up to the beginning of the Gemara, Mem Nahedal Ramad Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Baskim Ushanam Miskadeshes Vibiya. A girl that's 3 years old is capable of receiving Biyah. And again, as I mentioned yesterday, a girl that's 3 years old can't become a Kedushah on her own. It's only the father can accept Kedushah. And he can accept Kedushah in one of three ways. He can accept money for her, he can accept a star, or he can give her over L'shem Biyah, L'shem Kedushah. But it's effective at three, Divrei Meir, because under three, it's not a Biyah, it's a touch. 3 in 1 day. My benayu, what's the difference? Isn't 3 and 3 in 1 day the same? Now, there's going to be a machloikas. But after I finish the machloikas, I want to explain the concept of yom echad. Amri de ben Rabbi Yanai, and Rosh Hashanah iti benayu. The kid was born in Rosh Hashanah, the girl, right? So according to the mayor, and Rosh Hashanah, she already is royal Libya. And according to the Rabbanan, it would have to be on Rosh Hashanah. 1 day. The difference is 1 day. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Lam B'Joyim B'Shana Ekev, Chachuv B'Shana Ekev Anayu. Now, the mayor holds 2 years and 30 days, it's considered 3 years. The 30 days into her third year make it 3 years. And the Rabbanan say, no, 3 years means three complete years. Now, I want to explain something. The Mishnah is going to say that a person becomes Bar Mitzvah at 13 in a day. What does that mean? Now, according to most Rishonim, again, I didn't do a hetkav, but this is the way we paskin. It means the 13th birthday. Because when a person turns one, right, a baby turns 1 year old, that's the day they're beginning the second year. That's what's happening. They finish year one. On their first birthday, they are starting year two. On their second birthday, they are starting year three. On their fifth birthday, they're starting year six. That means they finished 5 years. On their 13th birthday, they are starting year 14. That's what's happening. They finished 13 whole years, and on the day of their birthday, they're beginning year 14. That's called Yom Echad. 13 years and 1 day means the day you start your 14th year, we'll call that his 13th birthday. But that's what it means. And therefore, a kid becomes bar mitzvah at the beginning of his birthday. We don't count hours. We don't say he was born 2 o'clock, so he becomes a bar mitzvah at 2 p.m. No. He becomes bar mitzvah at the beginning of that day. That is his first day of the 14th year. So, Shalosh Hashanah V'Yayim Echad is misunderstood. People think it means the day after his 13th birthday. No. It means his 13th birthday because that's the day after his 13 years. That's what it is. Not by the hours, but by the days. And Remeir says, according to the first Shita, that no, 13 means the last day of his 13th year. And 3 means the last day, at least he argues by 3, I don't know by 13. By 3, it doesn't mean the first day of year 4, it means the last day of year 3. And Rabbanan say, no, the first day of year 4. And the second shot is that Remeir holds 30 days a year. Welcome back. 30 days in the year is considered a year. Yes?
We do this every time we talk about metrics. We refer to this in the year 2026, 21st century.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in centuries we do that. My mother used to do that to me all the time, and I did something that she felt, of course, was wrong. She used to tell me, "You're already in your 14th year." She didn't tell me you're 13. sounds much better if you can tell somebody they're in their 14th year, right? I must. Right, so the same thing here. This is what happens. Meisvei, Rashi. Rosh Hashanah, the son of Rabbis, Rameir Gufei Lahavi Basbia. Rameir agrees that she's not a Basbia. Adjoy Machwan Toslicious. Do Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah means Erev of the 4th year. Rabbanan Arba Machar, the Mikra Yoim Risham Bervias. The first day of the 4th year. Slicim Yoimiki Benayu, Edviter. No, Rashi. Rameir, Mifi Ikla, Slicim Yoim Rishana Shlicious, when it's 30 days year into the 3rd year, have a Basbia. Rabbanan ad the mikla son of Revius, Tuva. There's an 11th month difference. Now, I want to explain something. It seems there's a machlokes and metzias here, because as the Gemara will explain, under 3, her besulea chayzrin, meaning even if she had a relationship that broke the blood, that breaks through the blood, it's coming back. After 3, it won't. So it seems like a machlokes and metzias. The mayor seems to say, this will happen 30 days into the 3rd year. And the Rabbanan seem to say, no, it won't. Well, does it or doesn't it? To Matthias Machloek. So you could answer, how many 3-year-old girls do we attempt to find out what happens to Absalom at that age? That would be a possible answer. But the real answer is based on the Yerushalmi. When Yerushalmi says that the peasant, this is the Yerushalmi's case, that a girl turned 3 in Adar, Hey Adar, was her 3rd birthday. She had a relationship on Zion Adar. At that point, she's in her 4th year. Her Bitsulim will not come back. Bezin decides to make it extra Adar. And she had been born in an Adar base. And now, when Hey Adar came, there was no Adar base. In those days, they didn't print the 1,122 calendars that I get a year in the mail that told me whether there's going to be an Adar base. They didn't have them printed yet. So in those days, Bezin decided. They decided on Tes Adar that this year we're adding an Adar. That means she wasn't 3 on Hey Adar. Zog to Yerushalmi, her Besulim will come back. As I state in Yerushalmi, that if Bezin decides to add an Adar, she wasn't 3 at the time. So whatever physical change happened at Zion will reverse on Tes. As I state in Yerushalmi. Based on that is the whole concept, the Shach says, of vest on Chedesh. The Gemara will deal extensively that a woman can have a vest by a certain day of the month. Now, some months have 29 days, and some months have 30 days. And sometimes you have 2 29s, and sometimes you have 2 30s in a row. So how can there be a vest of Vav? It's not the same interval. Some months it's 31 days, some months it's 30 days. Teres is, Bezin decides. If they decided that this is Rosh Chodesh and this is Vav, that's when her vest will come. Rosh Chodesh and Shach. So it's the control of Rosh Chodesh. Not what happens to the moon, because sometimes our Rosh Chodesh is not aligned exactly with the Milan. You can have up to 2-day difference between the Milan and Rosh Chodesh, if you ever listen to when they announce the Milan. Right? But that's the thing. So that's the Yerushalmi says. And this is Chatan Rameir. In Rameir City, Rameir Paskind, this is what it was. After 2 years and 30 days, which Rameir decided halachically is 3 years. So he said, this is when Besulim don't come back again. So a girl in Rameir City, this is what would happen. And in Rabbanan City, where they Paskind differently, the halach of the Matthias was different. And this is the way it happened.
What is it? 2 years and 30 days versus just 3 years?
Yeah, I'm going to the second shot.
Now, what's the first shot?
First shot is the difference is between the last day of the 3rd year and the first day of the 4th year. A 1-day difference. Rameir says 3 years means the last day of the 3rd year, and Rabbanan say it means the first day of the 4th year, which is our 3rd birthday. Rashi, I did that already. Dr. Gemara Geiter. Even 2 years and 1 day, which means the day of her 2nd birthday, Miskadeshes Babia Divere Meir. And this says clearly that you don't even need more than 1 day into her 3rd year. Her 3rd birthday. So Bishpai Mele Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan can make sense out of this price. I, Rabbi Yechanan, said 30 days. Just like there's a Tana that says, one day in a year it's called a year. As long as you're telling me Remeir doesn't mean a complete year, so I can live with this brisa, because there's a machloikus by a par. A par has to be 3 years. Ego is 1 year, and a par is in the third year. Now, what does the third year mean? One Maliyama says 2 years in a day, and one Maliyama says 2 years in 30 days. That machloikus exists. How many days in a year do you consider a year? So therefore, Rabbi Yechida says, this brisa doesn't slug me up. All it's saying is, Remeir doesn't mean 3 complete years. How much does he mean? That go back to the machloikus that exists through Shas, with the Yoy Mecha B'Shana Chashiv Shana or Lamed Yoy B'Shana Chashiv Shana. What makes a year? 1 day or 30 days in Halacha. But according to the Tana, first reason, the Remeir held 3 complete years, except for 1 day extra. So, El Rabbi Yaina Atasha, it doesn't sound like Remeir is saying the day before her third birthday. This Bryce is clearly stating he doesn't have to go that long. Kasha, the Gemara says, we have no answer. At least we're not going to tell you the answer. Because it's very clear, it's Machlokes Rishayim what the word Kasha means. Some Rishayim Kasha says there's really an answer, we're not going to go into it. And other Rishayim say Kasha means we slug it up. It's Machlokes Rishayim. Look, Rashi Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan. Dama Mikli Yitla Chashiva Shana. When it gets to the Chashivas of a year, Bishana Shlichas, Lure Meir Havi Basbiya, she becomes capable of being nicha. I, the Avagav, Dom Rabbi Yechanan, Lamed Yoim, Rabbi Yechanan said 30 days, Ochan Kani Yoim Echa, near it says 1 day. Tanoi, the Perek Abba Rosh Hashanah, the first Perek of Rosh Hashanah. Nikol Amal Dama Yoim Echa, Koshim Shana, Nikol Amal Dama, 30 days, it's called a year. El, the Rabbi Yechanan, Dom Rabbi Meir, at Saif Shana, Shlish, but according to the first chapter, Meir also needed 3 complete years. All he said was the last year of year three, Kasha. And the Gemara doesn't give any answer. Pachas mikan, k'naisen etzba be'ayin. Less than 3 years is like putting your finger into the eye. Yibaylu. I'm going to need help in translation here. Basically, the Gemara shaila is going to be, what happens before 3? Is there psulim that break and then come back? Or is it that it's not psulim yet? Whatever comes out blood, it is not psulim. Psulim don't develop till 3. She bleeds, but that's not Dam Sulam. I think I'll see how Rabbeinu translates it, but that's my understanding. Ibailu. Hani Sulam Mezu Azli Vasi. Do they go and come back? Meaning they're there. He breaks them. Right? Because hymen means it's like a thing there the man breaks. And that's what makes her bleed. Aidum is Sudi Hudoi Mistadi. How does he translate those words? I say form. What?
It's not there yet.
How does he translate it?
Not removed at all.
That doesn't say what the words mean.
After 3, they're not removed at all.
Not removed at all? Okay. I just thought it's not there yet.
The same thing.
Yeah, he said, Rashi says, okay, I'm not going to argue with him. I'm Lach and Gimel. Okay, Rashi.
It's not removed, it's not there.
Right. I mean, she does bleed, but it's not Dam Sulam. That's what the Gemara is going to say. The mind of Kamina, nothing ruptures. It's not like he's breaking through the psulim, and there's no psulim.
First, he is ruptured.
Yes. Mind of Kamina, the man lived with this woman and found blood. At 2. And then after 3, he did not find dam. Now, this is what the Gemara is going to say now is a Havamina. If you say it was there, he broke through it, and it comes back, could be it takes time. Could be it doesn't come back right away. Maybe it takes a few months. So when he lives with her, it doesn't find Basulim, means nothing. All it means is she has not yet rebuilt her Basulim. But if you tell me it wasn't there till 3, her Achabala must be somebody else lived with her. And therefore, nothing would happen to her. But she would be a Zaina. Because any woman that has an illegal relationship, this is a married lady, we're assuming, we say, even though she didn't do anything wrong, she's 3, she's not blamed for anything, but reality is she's a Zaina. I mentioned this yesterday. Zaina is not a moral or ethical judgment. Zayin is a reality of a woman that had a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry. Well, this woman was an HSS, and she had a relationship with a man. He can prove it, because he lived with her at 2, and she had blood, and at 3, she didn't. What happened to the blood? Where's the Dam Sulam? Now, according to the first Madiyama, you could say there were Dam Sulam, takes time to grow back. But if you're going to the second Madiyama, and it went into there, and at 3, it comes, where is it? Is a Raya, somebody lived with her after 3, and took out the Dam Sulam. And therefore, she's a Zayna. She can't marry a Kayan ever again. Even if her husband were to die, she wouldn't be able to marry a Kayan. Not because she did anything wrong, not a bat reichin, but it doesn't make a difference. Zayna is not a moral judgment. Zayna is a halakhic reality. Yes?
She also abided.
What?
She also abided.
No, because she's anusa. Every Ktana is called an anusa. Peter Ktana Ainusu. You seduce an 11-year-old girl to have a relationship, it's an Ainus. No girl under bas mitzvah is required to have the das to say no to a seduction. I mean, is she required? I don't know. Let's put it this way. It's not viewed as a seduction. It's viewed as an Ainus. Because she's not about das. Yes?
Being a zona.
I can't hear you.
Being a zona is a...
Fine. I told you already a million times. I live in the state of Ohio. Right. Zakrashi. Hani Besulim. B'tayach gimu shalem. It's a lashon tzeda. Capturing it. Claim einam nitalim ayde bia. They're not removed. Ve'ed adam sulam agimu shalem yamechad. It's not there. Iyam b'mezel azol b'bia b'tayach gimu l'gamri. It's removed. V'adras, and then it comes. Le'mach zekinu l'gizayna. We don't assume she had an illicit relationship. Because all the hadr shas. Because hadr, that it didn't come back. She also l'avilu. Didn't have time. Because b'ilu shabol tadr. Rashi's saying it's a husband, right? So he lives with her more than once. So Rashi's saying the reason it takes time is because he's constantly living with her. He doesn't allow the body to do its thing. If he only lived, it's mashma from Rashi that if he had lived with her once, it would regenerate faster. But he's constantly living with her. He prevents the regeneration. There should have been blood after 3. It must be she had a relationship. Now she's not going to be answered to Baila. By the way, if her husband's a Kayan, she would be answered him. Yes. If her husband's a Kayan, she'd become answered because she's a Zayna. How else? Where else is the blood? Again. I was waiting for this question. It's an obvious question. I call these questions. The Gemara deals with the person that's doing this. We're not here to judge morals and ethics and things. We want to know halacha. Now, the Gemara always teaches us halacha, I shouldn't say always, by treating extreme cases. That's how we figure out halacha. Most people don't have to come in contact with these halachas.
These people.
What?
For these people.
Okay. I will say this much. Rivka got married at 3, you know what I mean? I just want to make clear that Yitzchak Avinu lived with his wife when she was 3. Not so simple. That's not what Rashi says. It might be others say that, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi said he didn't expect her to have a child until 13. He did not say he did not have a relationship with her until 13. Doesn't say that in Rashi.
Rashi,
by Yitzchak ben Abom Shana. So Rashi said 10 years he didn't expect her to have a kid, and then 10 years he waited before he. That's what Rashi says. Anyway, right. Maskevla Rav Chiya Bar Eder Rav Avika. So Rav Chiya Bar Eder Rav Avika says, "Whoa, you're building an afkamina on your assumption that it takes time to regenerate. Who told you that?" Man Lemelon, the Makish Abatel Gimway, the Chazaris Lalter. Who told you that this regeneration of Sulam is not an immediate thing? Shema Chazaris Lalter, Vachabola. It's not an Afkamina because you made an assumption to make that an Afkamina. You made an assumption that it doesn't regenerate right away. Who told you that? Maybe it does, and therefore somebody did live with her, and it's a Zayna either way. So this is not an Afkamina. Ella, Nafkamina, Gachabol, Abatel Gimel. He lived with her when he was 3, during 3, a matzah dam. She had blood. And he found out. So he lived with her in two, she had blood. He lived with her in three, and had blood. Fine lady, nothing's wrong. She had psulim at two, and it regenerated. She had psulim at three. But if she doesn't have psulim at two, that was damnida. What other blood is there? There's no psulim yet. So what other blood could it be? Where is the blood coming from? Must be damnida. If there's no psulim, this is damnida. Eli Amrit, mezel azi vaslu, adam psulim hu. I'm sorry, Eli Amrit, istiluhud lamitzin, elachigimu adam nidu. The nafkamina is, the blood that comes at two is a damnida.
Why? Maybe it didn't come from that.
So where did it come from?
Irritation.
Again, if there's no psulim, the Gemara assumes there's no irritation. Again, as I'm just telling you what the Gemara says.
They also make an assumption. Now they're also making an assumption.
I think the Gemara, no offense to you, but the Gemara's assumptions, I go with more than yours. Please, don't take it.
No,
back.
The
Mishnah
got
Gemara's
assumptions.
Actually, what Dr. Harris thinks that's true. You have a male penis, an adult male penis entering an infantile vagina, it will rip the flesh.
Again, you know, here I go, Lishitasi. I don't argue in Gemara as a Messias. So let's move on. I'm just reading Gemara. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Uman Leimelon. Kloimar. Afilu in Pim Tzoloimar. Mezel Ozli Bebiya Taif Gimu. Mi Ikila Meimer Shors Lahadalu. Can you say he didn't have time? Man Leimelon by the altar. Who told you he doesn't return right away? Hai Dam Yiduhu, Hai the Taif Gimu. Right. I decide to say anything. I'm looking to see. Right, Tyson just points out we don't care if he lived with her after three. The nafkamina is just a person that lived with a 2-year-old and she has blood. So Tyson gives an answer to that. There's another cause of blood that can happen. But
so she's in need. Why is that a problem?
I mean, nothing. Yes, she has to be tummy. Just go to the mikvah. Okay, that's an afkamina. It's okay, but you have to react as an eater. The bet she laid on is tummy has to be taken to the mikvah, the mishkav. A lot of ramifications. You know, to us, we live with it very easily. Yeah, well, how else do you get tar? I've mentioned many a time, life would be a lot different if we kept the matara.
The mikvahs were so big back then?
It must have been. The question is, maybe beds were smaller. Maybe they didn't have the king-size mattresses. Yes. Have to go to one shot. Not true. Anything titled in the mikvah has to be totally submerged in the mikvah at the same time. Very negay. A guy has a big pot. It's not titled to be put in half and half. This is not koshering. Koshering, you can do half and half. Titling has to be totally submerged. A woman goes to the mikvah, she's totally submerged. You can't just stick half in and then stick the other half.
What if it's got that electrical unit, the fire
that's
damaged?
So that's Ramesh's chiddush. Ramesh said that an electrical unit is not considered part of the keli, and if you can title without titling the electrical unit. However, my experience has shown me, try to get a keli in without putting in the electrical unit. It's almost impossible, because you can never carry a keli down straight. It won't let the water in. So you have to turn it sideways. And the minute you turn it sideways, and you want to fill it up, you have to turn it more sideways, and more sideways, and then the electrical unit is half in. Yes?
Just make sure it's not plugged in. For someone who sleeps on a pile of hay.
Hay is not Mekabel Duma. Yeah, I guess if you want to sleep on a pile of hay, it'll be fine. I don't think our mattresses are made out of hay. Maybe they are, but they put other stuff on it that's not hay.
I know someone whose grandmother, or knew someone's grandmother, slept on the floor.
Fine. Yeah. Like Dr. Gemara, I'd like to touch him out. I'm a Rav Chis to touch him out. Pagas mikan, kenaisen etzavari dummy. Less than three is like putting a finger into an eye. Why did the Gemara have to make an analogy? Less than three is like putting a finger into the eye. Just say, less than three is nothing. My love, my eye is in my mess. Just like by tears, it comes out and regenerates more tears. So the Mishnah is making the analogy to tell you how it works. She has sulam, breaks, and regenerates. Rashi.
Can you say it can't go the other way?
No. How can you go the other way? Why is it like tears?
No, it's like it wasn't there.
Then it's not like tears. What's the analogy to tears?
Tears of what?
Tears come out of your eye. And they come out, and then they regenerate. You get more tears. Rashi. Haidam Nidahu, Haidam Tayyip Gimel. That's it. No Rashi. Okay, this is for you, Dr. Harris. This story, please put it in your archives so you should know what kind of people we were dealing with. Antoninus was Rebbe's friend. Right? Rebbe said when he was Nifter, Disparda Chavila. Rebbe was a very close friend of Rebbe. According to many Shitas, in fact, Yerushalmi seems to Paschal that way. He became a ger before he died. Antoninus, emperor of Rome. They had a son, Asiris, who took over for him, and his son had a daughter named Yustini. That was an anical of Antoninus. She came in front of Rebbe. Amalei Rebbe, you should become a nisus. At what point can a woman be married, meaning have pleasure of marriage, enjoy marriage? Amalei Basgim was son of Yemecha. 3 years old, she can have bia. Or become a misaberes, and how old does she have to become pregnant? Amalah, Basud Bey, son of Yemecha, at 12. Amalai, Anonisasi Bishesh, I got married at 6. Vilati Bisheva, I gave birth at 7. Oyla Shalashanim, woe to those 3 years of Basud Bey Saba that I wasted as a single girl. I could have gotten married 3 years earlier. I wasted 3 years of my life not married that I could have been married. I thought you can't get married that young. I got married at 6. Had I known you can get married at 3, I would have been married at 3. Okay, that's the story of Yustini. Period. Dr. Hatchi, Yustini doesn't say anything. Oyla Shalosh Shalom Shabbatim Shinraish Labia. Could have had Bia 3 years earlier. Frag the Gemara. How is that possible, that story? Omimi Abra? Can a woman become pregnant at 6? Taner Abibu Kamedra of Nachman. Three women have a takana that they're allowed to be mishab. Well, they should be or not allowed to be makhlekes mishayim, live with a maich, with a material inside their body to prevent pregnancy, according to Rashi. Others learn that the maich is after tashmish to wipe out the zera, but Rashi learns it's in the vagina and it prevents pregnancy. Tana, Buberes, Umenika. A young girl, a pregnant woman, and a nursing woman. Tana Shemetis Aber V'Tamus. We don't want a Tana to become pregnant because if she does, she dies. Muberes Shemetas Ubrasado. A woman can become pregnant a second time, oh, not for a living birth, but that the second baby will crush the first baby inside. Doesn't happen today anymore. And Muberes Shemetas Manika Shemetikmos Bina. It'll cause her milk supply to cut off. The Yamus and the baby will die because it was before they had Similac and Enfamil and whatever else there is out there. So we see Beis Ktana, Yibashud Al Shana B'Yemecha. Which Ktana is allowed to live with a Maich? An 11-year-old. V'Adjud Beis Shana B'Yemecha, till 12. Pachas Mikara Yaseh Kaim B'Shemesh Yisrael Lechus, Divir Remeir. Remeir says, under 11, she's not getting pregnant. Over 12, she can handle pregnancy. It's 1 year that she might become pregnant and it'll kill her. The Chachamim say, we don't make her put in a maich. Let her do what she wants to do. Chachamim say, don't worry about the miyuta, the minority, that'll get pregnant by 11 and they might die. It's out. The world doesn't worry about it. There's a rule called Chachamim Psoim Hashem. That if all people do something that might be dangerous, but if everybody does it, it's not dangerous, halachically. It's not dangerous halachically. In I don't want to say this, I'm going to get into trouble for the next line. In the 1970s, Reb Meisher wrote a tshuva where he said that smoking is shayim b'psayim Hashem. I wouldn't say, I don't know if he'd say it today. At that point, it was widespread. A huge percent of the population smoked. I still remember when they put the first warning on. I'm crazing myself. I still remember there was no warning on the cigarettes. And there was advertisements everywhere on the radio and on the billboards. Right, you can take Salem out of the country, but you can't take the country out of Salem. I still remember that 1968, 1969, wherever that was. Right, but that was, it was common. So much at that point said it's Shem B'Shem B'Shem. Shem B'Shem B'Shem means that if everybody does it, it's not dangerous. Like I hold, this is Yitzchak Margaret's own thing, so take it or leave it, and I'm not insulted. In my days, we piled 10 people into a station wagon. Everybody piled 10 people into a station wagon. If somebody would do it today, he should be arrested for child abuse. In my days, who didn't pile 10 children into a station wagon? Sitting backwards and frontwards and who knows how. Terrence is, that was what everybody did. So it's same as my chef. That's my own addition. Anyway, Dr. Ashi. Yes.
However, the story goes, the story goes that Robust was a three-pack-a-day smoker, was told by his doctor that...
Not true, he never smoked. Reb Meisher never smoked. I mean, I knew Reb Meisher a little bit. I don't think he ever smoked. Could be. I mean, again, I never heard this story before. I knew I lived in the time of Reb Meisher enough so that I got to know him a little bit.
I lived even longer.
I understand, but again, I don't remember ever hearing Reb Meisher smoke.
But what I was told is that he smoked, and he was told by his doctor who must have from.
Okay, again, if it's true, it's true. If it's not true, it's not true. I don't think it's true, but that's my own personal opinion.
It's a story.
I said that. I'm not arguing. There's no reason to argue. No couch on a mice. Lighter. So we see clearly you can't get pregnant at six. So what's he talking about? You're dealing with animals. They're different. Their body works differently. Chas v'sham, I don't mean to insinuate everybody. It means in this area, they don't work with our rules. They can get pregnant at six. She was a liar yesterday. You think everything she said was true? Goyim lie. Their words are false. Their right hand, I think that means when they swear, is a lie. They're not honest. She told you she had baby by seven? She lied. Rashi. Look, Rashi. They shouldn't get pregnant. Sandu. One baby pushes the other. Smashes in his form. I mean, Hilton ain't sandu, shaynim of blood. The sandal, there was another baby that caused it. We had that earlier. Tigmal, Tafrish is benamil lahanik. She'll stop nursing machmashibura because it cuts off the milk supply. Pachas mekain ain't a tricha l'shamish b'mayim debadalei tesaber. Remeir saying under 11, she's not getting pregnant. Yes, there are kainim tesaber leitamus. Zog tigmal by the Tana Rabbana. Ma'izim b'isha achas shabosaf nei Rebbe Kiva. A lady came to Rebbe Kiva. Amaloi Rebbe nivalti b'tachshol l'shanim. I had a relationship with someone I'm not allowed to marry when I was two. How she remembered? Beyond me. But she remembered. Ma ani lakuna. Can I marry a kayan? Ama lakshayra lakuna. Pachas mi b'tayich shalushanim. Within 3 years. Before 3 years. Ama lakshayra lakuna. Ama lai rebi. Emsa lakamasho. I will tell you a muscle. The Ma'adavar Daima, what did my life experience resemble? The Tinnik Shatam Nulay at Bar Bidvash. A kid that you dipped his finger in honey. Pam Rishay Noshniya Gayer. The first two times, Gayer Bam or Ba, he screams at the person that put his hand into honey. Doesn't feel good to have your finger in honey. It's sticky. Gets upset. Starts screaming. Leave my finger alone. Shlishis Maitetza, by the third time he learns how to suck the honey, and it's worth it. Same thing happened to me. The first two times I had a relationship when I was two, I didn't enjoy it. But then I got to enjoy it. Amalon came to La Lakuna. So you're puzzled. Amalon draw Tamidim Stockman is there. He looked at the Tamidim staring at each other. What's bothering you? Amalon, what do you mean? Who cares how many times you had a relationship? Same Chakar, Tyra, local of Ashabatina, Kakhbukusim, Bashal, Shay Lakuna, local of Ashabatina. Like, hello, where did you get this from? There's no difference if you had a relationship one time or 10 times. Under three, it's a non relationship. So what are you saying, Pasal Lakuna? Dr. Gemara, he was testing them. He wanted to know how they would react when he tells her she's Pasal Lakuna.
This is the third year or second year.
What do you mean? She had it during the second, during, well, before third birthday. We passed it like the Chachamim. Before the third birthday.
She then told him she was
going
joking.
He was there, I assume. It doesn't say that he answered them that really she's mutter, but I told her because I'm upset at her. He didn't say that. Remember, she was two. She didn't have much of a resistance ability. It's like the kid with the honey. She's not, but maybe only said it for Chanukah to mean it. Rabbi only said it to see what they would react, but he didn't mean it. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Pachas Mikan. Ain't the Trichel of Shamish, but we did that already. I began to enjoy it. He only said it to Tamidim to sharpen the Tamidim. This is as far as we're going. By the way, the test doesn't even go this far.
No.
It doesn't. But this is where we're starting Meretz Hashem on Monday morning from this Mishnah.
This gives her more of a status of a real Zohar. I mean, not a halakhic Zohar.
Again, she's three, for crying out loud. She's two. So how can you make a girl that's two blame her for her action? She had no daya.
Rabbi?
Yes.
When we first have a girl that age, someone was honest with her. If you can't make it a coin because she's a zona, what does the word zona mean?
Okay, so I tried, zona means a girl or woman who has a relationship with someone she's not allowed to marry.
Okay. Nice.
Any Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes, Dr. Briggs.
I have a separate question. I think you mentioned in the past that the people there at Gerim are the ones from the Umas Oilam that wanted to be a Kabbalah Torah, but the general population didn't. Were you the one that mentioned in the past?
Yes, it's a Gra.
Do you know what's the source of that Gra?
Every shmooz I heard from my rebellion is where I got it from. I don't know
but
where
you know the, uh-huh. No, I was somebody had a question, whatever, but it's a grub, but you don't know where. Okay, thank you. I give you Shabbos. Thank you very much.
I give you Shabbos.